You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The IBSA World Games 2023 has now concluded following an incredible run in Birmingham. RNIB was the main sponsor of the global event, and I'm joined now by Martin Wingfield, the charity's director of brand. Martin, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
How did this all come about? Why did RNIB decide to get involved with sponsoring the IBSA World Games?
Well, we were approached about a year and a half ago by British Blind Sport on behalf of IBSA with the opportunity to be the lead sponsor of the game, which we were very keen to do because in two key ways, it raises our awareness among blind and partially sighted people about the services we offer and who we are and that we're here to help. But also wider than that, we're very keen to educate the general public about blind and partially sighted people and what they can do, what they can achieve, in this context using sports. So two great opportunities for us to share what we do with blind and partially sighted people and the general public.
And what did the sponsorship allow RNIB to actually do during the event?
Well, it gave us access to a lot of the athletes and coaches, which I know has been, they've been heavily featured on RNIB Connect Radio after the last few weeks. But also there was an awful lot of signage and branding at the games and on the websites and mentions in the social media posts and PR. So we were really joining in all of the great noise that was created as part of the games on a national, international and West Midlands basis. We attended some of the key events, the opening ceremony and the closing ceremony, and I had the honour to give a couple of short speeches and addresses at those events. So it was many different opportunities that it gave us to really get involved with the games, to help publicise it, and to capitalise on the reach and noise that came out of the games, just to share RNIB's messages and tell everyone who we are.
Of course, these games are for elite athletes, but it does fit really well with the Sea Sport Differently project, doesn't it?
It really does, and it's a well-known fact, really, that off the back of any major sporting events, be that the World Cup and football or Wimbledon tennis, it motivates and inspires people to have a go. And we're really keen to use the amazing elite athletes and their performances, but just to help spark an idea among, everyday people that aren't elite athletes. And Sea Sport Differently isn't about that. It's just about getting involved and doing any kinds of activities. So, we were really using the games and the athletes and all the interviews with them as positive reasons and inspiration for more people to take up sport.
I'm sure it's very difficult, but how will you evaluate the game's success from RNIB's point of view?
Yeah, and it's a great question, and there's lots of different areas. I mean, we'll look very closely at if it had an increase in our helpline calls. We will look at our social media reach and the mentions of the hashtags, etc. We'll do some studies with some of our research partners about the brand awareness or recall of RNIB in the UK, but particularly around the West Midlands region. We'll look at the number of times the games were mentioned in the press, which was pretty impressive. We'll capture how many people viewed the news footage on Sky Sports News or might have read the Mirror that we were in or Channel 5 News. So we'll look at a lot of numbers and figure out how many people saw the messages, watched the games on live streaming, came to the games, had an opportunity to see some of our advertising or branding. So lots of different ways, and that will all go into one big report for a lot of my colleagues.
And you were there in Birmingham. Martin, did you get a chance to spectate at some of the sports?
I did, yeah. I absolutely loved watching the football. I'm a keen football player myself, and that was fascinating. That opened up a whole new world of understanding, and it was so impressive to see the physicality of the blind football. I also watched a lot of goal ball, which was a first for me, but I really enjoyed that. Great atmosphere in the crowds, and I watched the judo players, the judoka, do some training. I didn't get a chance to see them compete, but oh my word, the level of athleticism and conditioning and strength that those guys have gone through is absolutely incredible. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed watching the games.
And did you get a chance to try any of the games for yourself?
I did. I tried some blind football alongside Matt Stringer, RNIB CEO, and we had some practice dribbling and shooting. I'm sad to say Matt Stringer scored a goal and I didn't, but maybe that was the right thing to do considering how important that is. But it was more seriously, it was a really great opportunity to experience the sport of blind football. And as someone that's sighted, that plays football, it just gave me so much appreciation and admiration of the guys that play blind football, because it's, you know, it must take a huge amount of practice and training to perform in the, you know, hugely skillful way that they did during the games. So, it was a brilliant opportunity and I was really, really glad I had the opportunity to have a go at blind football.
Fantastic. Well, where's the best place for people to find out a bit more about the work of RNIB and See Sport Differently?
From a See Sport Differently point of view, the best thing to do would be just to Google See Sport Differently, and it will be the first thing that comes up. And there's lots of information on our websites. But more generally about RNIB, we have our website, obviously, rnib.org.uk. or a helpline number, which is 0303 123 9999. And we have lots of people there sort of ready and willing to help in any way we can.
Well, the 2023 IBSU World Games are a truly fantastic achievement, and I'm sure a real positive impact on sport in the UK and further afield. Martin Wingfield, Director of Brand for RNIB, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks ever so much, Hal.